Welcome to episode 472 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. Just when you thought it wasn't possible to see another web curation tool, another one pops up. And the one that's just come into my radar is Wakelet. That's WAKELET.com. And Wakelet allows you to gather resources, information, images, links from around the web and bring them together into collections. I guess one of the things that marks it out is it's incredibly simple to use. It's a very shallow learning curve to get started, and you could easily use this for quickly bringing together a few resources on the web and providing them for your students. So if you were, if you were going to be doing some research, asking your students to do some research on a particular project, and you wanted to give them some initial guidance rather than them just conducting a web search of their own, then you could bring a few resources together very, very quickly and share them out fairly easily using Wakelet. Of course, on the other hand, if you wanted to take it a step further, you could have students do the same and have them gather resources and bring meaningful ones together that tell a particular story. The crucial thing, I think, with Wakelet is that you are able to annotate the information that you bring together and add notes to it. So whether it's you providing information for your students and setting some of the context, or whether it's them explaining why they brought some of the resources that they've chosen together, critiquing it or adding that extra narrative, then Wakelet can help with that because it allows you to do it. So to create an account, you can use an email address as you would normally expect to, or if you have a Google Apps for Education account, you can sign on with Google. If it's students, then that might be an easier way of doing it. There is an Apple app available, but not, as far as I'm aware, one on the other platforms as yet. Nevertheless, having created your account, it's fairly easy to get up and running. You're offered the option to create your first wake. And the wake, as they use it, is the collection of resources. But you bring them in one by one. Then you can save them and add them to different wakes if you have one resource that's particularly useful for multiple ones. So to do that, you're offered the option to copy and paste a link. So you need to have an idea of where your resources originally are out on the web. So all you need is the URL, whether it's an image, a sound file, a Wikipedia article, a tweet, whatever it is. So long as it's got a URL, you can bring it in and add it. The other option, as I mentioned, is to add a note. So if you want to add that little extra context and write some text, you can do that. And that just starts to produce all the resources you bring together into a single stream. You've then got the option to arrange them and reorder them if you want to put them in a different order and have them displayed in one of three ways. You've got sort of a free, like a Twitter stream where everything is arranged vertically, or you can arrange things in a grid, and you have a choice of different ways to present that. You can then share the link to that collection with your students, or have them share it with the ones that they produce with each other. There is an embed code, so if your learning platform or blog site or whatever you use to distribute material allows iframes, then you can embed your Wakelet collection, your wake, into that other online space. Whether you choose to use it or not, Wakelet is a social platform, so there is the option to follow the wakes of other people, to follow other posters themselves. So that might be useful if you are working in a class environment and working with students. If you produce in a departmental Wakelet collection, then you could have students follow your departmental account. So that gives you the advantage, of course, of being able to bring information into your wakes that have been produced elsewhere. And again, that might be useful. You might want your students to have a starting point for their wakes and one particular resource that you want them to include. Or it might be a particular resource that you want them to critique. So Wakelet gives you the option to bring in resources from other people's wakes. It looks attractive. It's fairly easy to use. It's certainly worth giving a try and see how you find it. That's Wakelet at wakelet.com.